This is WCUE in Cuyahoga Falls. My name is Virginia Bean.
1 in 6 families in the United States spends more than 50% of their income on their housing costs. And in Ohio, those numbers are 1 in 9.
We're talking today with Rochelle Sibio, President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Summit County.
With the Habitat model, you know, we strive to get families' mortgages somewhere around 30% of their income so that they have some dollars that they can save for their future, that they can have family activities together and really sustain a home over time.
What is the most memorable home that you have built for someone? Do you have a story you could share?
You know what? I have a story. So this is a family that we built a home with. Well, they were in our program. They had 2 small children at the time, and she had just found out that she was pregnant with their 3rd child. And their middle child was autistic, and he was in a special program in Stowe City Schools. And when they had selected their home to be built in Akron on North Howard Street, they had learned from the school that he would not be able to continue to attend that program, that there was no open enrollment for him to continue. Now, while the parents were willing to transport him and all of that, that's just how the system works. So sadly, they came tearfully and said, we can't take that property now. We can't stay in this program. We have to stay in Stowe for our son to stay in that program. I just absolutely refused to let that family leave the program. And I made it my mission to find some property in Stowe. And I did. Not only did I find 1 lot in Stowe, but I ended up finding 7 lots that we were able to partner with in Stowe and build with 7 families there. And theirs was one of the first completed homes that we built in Stowe. And then many churches in and around Stowe and Hudson partnered with us on that house. And when it came time for dedication, I found out that he absolutely was in love with the Goodyear blimp. Something about the Goodyear blimp fascinated him. And I reached out to my friends at Goodyear, and they gave me, it was like a 4 or 5 foot blow up Goodyear blimp. And we blew it up. And on the day of dedication, we had it hanging from a string in his bedroom from the ceiling. And I took him in, holding his little hand. He was like 4. And I was holding his little hand, and I opened his bedroom door, and I said, "There is a visitor here for you today." And his eyes just lit up with that blow up Goodyear blimp. And I know that it stayed in his room for years, hanging from the ceiling. Now, I know his dad put air in it a few more times, but that is just absolutely one of my most memorable moments of just making a child smile, holding his little hand, and having him achieve something with his family.
How would our listeners get in touch with you to find out more about the program or perhaps apply for a home, or to better yet, maybe help you build one?
Absolutely. So they can reach us. Our offices are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. They can also reach us on our website at www.hfhsummitcounty.org. or by phone at 330-745-7734.
We've been talking today with Rochelle Sibio, President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Summit County. Thank you so much for sharing your good work with our listeners today.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Virginia, for having me and for your listeners for listening today.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Beam.
This has been Community Bridge. If you are aware of a need, interest, or concern in your area, or have any questions about the programming you just heard, please call us toll-free at 1-800-543-1495. You're listening to Family Radio, reminding you that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thank you for listening to Family Radio. Hear the word.